going to win today? Boys or the girls? Is it a bird?
Or is it a plane?
Doesn't it really matter, because it's just a game? Will the boys be kings?
Or will the girls be queens?
Let's find out, because it's 8:14! Well, it was a draw yesterday. We play the game every morning. We describe a word, and our players have to figure out what it is that we are describing. And a draw yesterday.
So it wasn't quite a loss for the girls. So we're getting there. We're getting better. So back today, representing the girls of Ayrshire, is Rachel Moore from Ayr. Rachel is a student primary teacher. Morning, Rachel.
Morning.
Morning. Oh,
bright and breezy this morning.
You're very bright. Were you out watching the fireworks last night, Rachel?
No, I was working last night.
Oh, you were working. Where do you work?
I work in Wellington's Bar in Ayr.
Brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Well done. So you're a student primary teacher, so you should be good with words. Are you feeling confident this morning?
More than yesterday.
Well, good. That's good. That's better. Hopefully we'll get a win. Right, quick reminder. Here's how you play thingamajiggy. Pretty straightforward. 30 seconds on the clock. You just have to guess the word I'm describing. If you don't know what word I'm talking about, shout thingamajiggy and I'll move on to another word. But you can only use thingamajiggy once. Okie dokie.
All right.
Alrighty. 30 seconds starts now. You, Colin, and I are on this right now.
Radio.
Yes. At the end of a tweet, you will use this.
Hashtag.
Yes. Coke, Iron Brew are types of what drink?
Fizzy drink.
Yes, fizzy. Somebody who cooks meals.
Chef.
Yes. Oh, another word for a small bite. Rhymes with dribble.
Tricycle.
No, a small bite to eat.
Unicycle.
Rhymes with dribble.
Thingamajiggy.
Okay, when you're cleaning up, you're doing the what?
Washing up.
Oh, make that four. What was it? What was the
thingamajiggy word was nibble.
And when you're cleaning up, we're cleaning up the what?
The housework.
Oh, the housework, right, okay. Let's see how you got on. So that's four to beat, and it's over to Peter Logue. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Colin.
Peter's 48, he's from Dundonald, and an unusual fact about him. He likes his tattoos, Zoe.
Ooh.
And his favourite tattoo is one that says Lucky Pete.
Does it have a wee leprechaun on it too?
It has a four-leaf clover.
Oh, four-leaf clover, that's nice.
Lucky Pete then, let's hope you're lucky today. You got a score of 40 beat, you know how to play the game. And same rules apply. Score of 40 beat, and if you don't know a word, say thingamajiggy, but you can only say it once. You ready, Pete?
I am indeed.
Here we go, my friend. Right, okay. This is a large musical instrument, and it's also a name for a can of lager.
Oh, no.
String instrument.
Harp.
Yes. Dutch people wear these hard shoes made of wood.
Clogs.
Yes. You put water in this to make a cup of tea.
Cup.
You'll find Buck. This. No. It's the thing that makes
Kale.
It. Yeah. You get these in the wall. You plug a plug into it.
It's socket.
Yes. A car's got one of these. It takes all the smoke out the back. No. Make that four.
It's a dragon.
It was exhaust. What I was talking about there. Exhaust, but very good recovery. I thought we were struggling on kettle there, so good recovery, Pete. Lucky Pete, right enough. Well done.
Good, Rachel. Well done, honey.
Thank you.
You're still hanging in there.
Well played. Yeah. So you are both back for the face-off on Friday morning. Okie dokie.
Cheers, mate.
Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.